Made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, coming to you from my home this morning because, well, I'm snowed in like many other folks. But Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, managed to make it to work early this morning. He and Pete Manhart are both there. Kurt, I know you came from in town, but Pete had to travel from Downs into Normal. And I guess his ride wasn't terribly bad today.
No, he was able to get to the interstate. He had a very active snow plow event in his neighborhood there, so he was able to get in the interstate and whiz around quite freely. Also, too, this morning I got a DQ coupon, Dairy Queen coupon, buy one blizzard to get one free. So I'm quite excited about doing that this afternoon.
Well, I hope we don't get two blizzards. I really don't. Hey, so overnight last night, the trade in Chicago, electronic trade, did open, and I expect that the marketplace will be open all day today. How are things going with all of the snow that the Chicagoans have had? Is the CME group functioning pretty well today?
Yeah, we're seeing the volume kind of slow, but for the most part, with electronic trade, everything is open and going. Grain market's firmer this morning here, especially the meal side. We're seeing traders come in, buy the meal, sell the oil on the spread. With the cold weather, meal consumption is expected to pick up. Wheat's the one to watch here as we go through the day. Talk of some these frigid temperatures, some winter kill, especially in the western belt where there was not quite as much snow cover. There's idea that maybe 15% of the wheat out in the plains could be affected, but that's going to be a long story as we move along here. It's going to take some time to see if that really takes effect or not, Todd.
Speaking of longer stories, the Chinese cancellation of some of the DDGs last week had a really big impact on the soybean market. Is there any expectation that that will continue? I know you talked about the meal being lifted simply because they'll need more protein to keep livestock in good condition as we go through these cold weather snaps here. But do you see anything else happening with the Chinese market today?
Well, they were a little lower in their markets overnight, but that's going to be the thing we watch here as we move along, see if we see the cancellations or the reallocation from the U.S. to the southern hemisphere as we get more into the first part of February. This morning we did see the announcement that we sold 160,000 tons of wheat to unknown, and we did crank out 110,000 ton sale of corn to Mexico, new crop corn there. So we'll continue to monitor to the exports. Exports continue to be strong in through here. The question is whether we hold that strong export pace or not.
What do you see in the basis levels for the day? I suspect that many elevators, end users, will be trying to figure out where to source corn under really not very good conditions across the entirety of the Midwest.
Yeah, what we've heard here this morning so far is if you can get out and do some traveling today and not get caught up in replacing fuel filters and so forth, you can obtain about a 10 to 12 cent premium, but I don't know if that's worth that to batter the elements or not. But with this weather has slowed down transportation, it's offering a little bit of premium to get grain to move. We expect, though, that as we move along in here, there's going to be more and more cash grain that needs to be sold here before spring. So we look kind of the basis to be somewhat steady with little gyrations back and forth.
Are your expectations that this will be the week, maybe next week as well, that producers will begin to start moving some of that grain? And how much pressure might that put onto the marketplace for corn?
Well, I think it's going to keep the grain market in a sideways consolidation pattern. We've still got to face the fund reallocation. There's ideas that the funds here midweek are going to start to have to buy to get repositioned here. I've seen estimates of as high as 90,000 contracts of corn they need to buy. So we'll see if that supports the market. On the meantime, we're going to have some resistance above the market's producer sell. Last Friday, we had a hook reversal up. Technically, it looks pretty good. The momentum indicators are turning up in here. So if we get the commodity funds in to buy and get this market moving higher in through here, we might have a little bit of a better bounce going into midweek than what most traders were looking at before.
Now, Kurt, I'll be on the road and headed to Mount Vernon for the Corn and Soybean Classic tomorrow, later this afternoon. So I've already put the show together. We'll use a good portion of the program that you and I recorded live to tape on Friday afternoon for the Commodity Week when we talked to Dr. Cordonnier. Thank you so much for that. And you have a very safe day today, okay?
Very good.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the mid-morning market report from Illinois Public Media. Just a reminder, I will be headed this afternoon to Mount Vernon if you're scheduled to be at the Corn and Soybean Classic Series there. In fact, that will go on tomorrow, at least at this time. You can always check our website at willag.org. That's willag.org for the latest information. I've dropped my Twitter feed up there and we'll be able to update that from wherever I happen to be, and you can make note as to whether the Corn and Soybean Classics from the University of Illinois Extension will be in Mount Vernon tomorrow. But at this point, it appears that that will be the case. Of course, this afternoon, or rather this morning's Corn and Soybean Classic Series for Urbana-Champaign that was scheduled for the I Hotel was canceled that late, very, very late, in fact, last night. It is being rescheduled, I'm told, for January the 28th. That's a Tuesday, so if you are scheduled or were scheduled to be at the I Hotel this morning for the Corn and Soybean Classic Series, you can plan on joining us on the 28th day of January. Our thanks to Kurt Kimmel again for joining us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good morning. I'm Jim Meadows, and we'll be going to NPR News and then to Focus in the 10 o'clock hour right now, taking a little time out to check up on some of the closings and cancellations due to the snowstorm and now frigid weather in the area. Catching up with Willard Airport. Willard Airport has reopened this morning, but officials say it's unlikely there will be any scheduled flights arriving from Chicago today because of the extreme cold up there. Check with the airline on the status of your flight before traveling to Willard or to the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington Normal. Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit has suspended bus service until at least noon today. Routes and schedules may be modified after that time. Danville Mass Transit bus service is canceled today. Among healthcare institutions, Francis Nelson Healthcare, Smile Healthy, and Promise Healthcare in Champaign are closed today. Most Christie Clinic locations are closed, except for Christie Clinic Convenient Care on Windsor in Champaign, open tonight until 8. Most Carle Physicians' offices are closed today, but Carle Convenient Care at Urbana on Windsor, Hoopston, and Watsika offices as well are open, and normal service at Champaign Surgery Center will be available, and at Carle Foundation Hospital, including their ER, that's all operating as usual. Health Alliance offices in Illinois are closed today. Presence United Samaritans Medical Center in Danville, they're open today except for the Cancer Center, Dr. Ismail Bobat's office, the gift shop, and the Apothecary Pharmacy. However, the apothecary may open this afternoon if road conditions permit. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District offices, the Douglas County Health Department office, and the Ford Iroquois Health Department offices in Watsekin and Paxton are all closed today. Busey Bank locations are scheduled to open at this hour. All U of I employees' credit union offices and branches closed today. A lot of public libraries closed, including Muhammad, Urbana, Tolono, Champaign, and the Danville Public Libraries. All six judicial county courthouses, that six judicial circuit county courthouses closed today, including Champaign, DeWitt, Douglas, Macon, Moultrie, and Piatt counties. Most Champaign County offices closed today, village offices in Rantoul's, Champaign, the Champaign City Building closed, and Urbana City offices closed as well. We'll try to bring you some more of the closings and cancellations at 10:30. Quick look at the weather. Wind chill warning in effect until noon tomorrow. Bitter cold in the forecast today, tonight, and tomorrow. Partly sunny with patchy blowing snow today. No snow accumulation. The high around 12 below, maybe just 8 below.